that.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you. Can we do Niazi Hotel and Niazi Family Investments?
Sure.
Oh, that's right.
That starts on
20 of these.
Okay. All right.
Could we start with the Niazi Family Investments? There's two properties.
Green Mountain and 3005?
Yes.
Yeah. Be number 22 and 23.
Which one do we have up here, Wes?
I'm pulling up the 22. Yeah, pulling up 22.
This is an indoor water park.
Is this the indoor water park one?
Yeah. The one valued at $5,891 on my sheet. Is that what you, your
yeah.
value you're proposing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this was at BOE last year.
Okay.
Can I see that again?
What was our decision last year?
Set appraised value to 5.819187.
Okay, so the valuation that I have on here is increased by 80,000, maybe.
I had it down at 5,891,190. We didn't change numbers. I don't know why it would be different.
Okay.
It's whatever you guys put in from the BOE. We wouldn't touch it.
All right. So, but what you guys are here for is saying that the value has decreased since we made our decision last year or that it's wrong.
No, I would say that it was wrong.
Gotcha.
Let me just point out, first of all, there are two properties with Niazi Family Investments. There's this property and the other property, which are some hotels that are outside entrance that are run down. It's a separate piece of property, but it's right adjacent to this property that we're talking about.
Okay, what's your proposed value?
I believe 1.75. Both properties just sold. I represented the people that used to own this place, not before this body, but I had represented them regarding the city on code problems and other things. They were not doing well. They went out of business. They were basically foreclosed on by Ozark Central Bank, and Central Bank took it back. I have another client who wanted to buy it, thought he had an agreement to buy it for a certain price, but they wouldn't do it, and they sent it out to a California real estate guy who actually put it up for sale and got some people bidding against one another. So it wasn't a fire sale. It was an arm's length sale. And my client, the one who's here today that purchased the property, purchased it for $1.8 million, but not just this property. He purchased both properties for $1.8 million.
That was at a bank foreclosure sale?
No. It was after the bank foreclosure. The bank had it back. I had another client that was bidding, but it was less than 1.8. This client actually bid 1.8 and got both properties. And there was a real estate agent involved.
And so that would be on both BOE 22 and 23?
Yes.
Okay.
And there are significant problems with the water park. It didn't have proper ventilation. There are moisture problems. There are all kinds of code violations. Tony would tell you. He's managed hotels all over the country, and
the city currently shut it down because of the structure and the situation.
It's shut down currently.
The water park portion of it, the hotel portion, is still existing. There was significant steel damage, some pitting, some over painting, over rust. There is. $1 million unit was put in to dehumidify the room that was not installed or started up properly. There's just been, they've been bastardizing the hotel for a while now because of the people that work there were not the highest level of caliber of employees. So stuff has been damaged all along, and there's pumps that are broken. We're not sure if it's sabotage or whatever it is. It's just run down and it needs to be reinvested into. So we worked with the city. They have several code violations. The sprinkler heads are all rusted. There's no way to get a lift to them. There's no way to get a lift into the building. It was a poor design, and we're trying to struggle through now to figure out how to get it back to a water park. That's for that building.
Okay.
And the reason it was so little is because of significant problems with the building and all that's going to have to be done. I think if it opens up and all the improvements are made at some point, it'll be worth more. But, I mean, they just bought it within the last 2 months at $1.8
million. So do we have a sales letter in that regard?
I can print one off for you. I've got it on my computer. I've got the settlement statement.
Okay, very good. So 1.8.
And that was for both. Tell us about the other. You've told us about the hotel water park, which is 22, and then 23. What is included in that other property?
Okay, there are, and I'll let him speak to it. There are hotels. They're rectangular buildings with outside entrance with the glass windows type thing, and they're all run down, and we've appealed that on both classification and valuation grounds. You know what we're saying is to valuation, but those aren't being used currently, and they're not going to use them as hotels. What they're doing is they're converting them to apartments, and they're going to be renting them out on a monthly basis. They're going to do a good job with them, and they're going to try to do apartments with them. That's why they wanted it, was to make apartments out of these buildings. The buildings aren't currently being used. Is that correct?
So, that's correct. It's an inn-style building. It's exterior corridors. It's run down. The sprinkler system is a failure. The roofs are leaking. It's got to be a complete gut check.
The 2022 property, the hotel is operating, nothing else. And the 2023 property, nothing is operating. It's just being upgraded.
I don't know what's the number, but...
The one with the rectangular in style, those are not operating.
Yeah, those are not operating currently.
Are you in the process of converting them?
Well, we just took it over, so we're in the process of evaluating it, getting bids on it, working with the city to get the right motion into it.
They haven't had the properties for more than a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah, we just got them on June 26th. Yeah. So we're like, our head is kind of spinning right now. We're just kind of getting our arms around it. But we're going to, you know, the Howard Johnson alone, just walking in the front door is going to be a half a million. Yeah. But
the water park part of it, you're using for nightly rental, motel.
Well, the hotel portion of it is around the water park, and that's existing as a regular hotel.
Yeah. We're not saying anything about the classification on the water park. That's clearly commercial and nightly rental. The other property, they are not going to use as nightly rental. They're going to convert them to apartments.
We wanted to make it more of an upscale condominium style to get some middle-class Americans to come work in Branson because there's nowhere for them to live.
I don't know if we can change the classification based on proposed change. I mean, we got to wait until it's changed. Until then, it's commercial.
Okay. Is that pretty much the...
That's pretty much the
right.
case.
And I need to give the assessor her day here.
So I'm questioning whether the sale is arm's length. The reason being, the people last year that came before you brought whatever evidence they had, and they were asking for $4 million on this property, and you set it at $5,891,000 or whatever you've got down. Whatever Wesley put in is that's what it is. And so for them to bring it down all this much, I don't understand. They never came to our office. Of course, we reassess for 23. We couldn't change it this year unless it was significant and they had some evidence. But they're not even bringing anything from the city of Branson saying that they're shut down. There's nothing. It's just
a settlement statement.
There's no papers.
Do you have, I mean, that's the next question. Does the city of Branson Do you have some of those letters indicating that you can't operate the water park?
I have a 20-page engineering report. We'll bring you all the proof you want. I got some facts to prove.
Yeah, and of course, we're trying to do the issue today. So I mean, the reason we're asking, had this been brought to the assessor, maybe we're not here.
Sure.
Maybe it does get down. But in order to make our decisions, we're kind of directed to have some documentation.
Absolutely.
on what you're talking about. So
then we're able to get that.
Obviously,
we've had experience with properties that have been assessed properly assessed, functioning properties that for whatever economic conditions happened, there's been a foreclosure, and we've looked at it based on the settlement price, because usually there is some repairs and there's something happened to make it to where it got to that point, but then it's later it's been reassessed and moved back up on the property value.
Well, that's what our hopes is, because right now we're running out of this race with one leg, and we're not going to win unless we have some fairness.
Bob, do you have
my hotspot's too low?
Okay.
I was going to go to my emails. I can get you.
You have a settlement statement.
I have a settlement
statement. Okay. I think we can go off the basis that we have a gentleman that has a settlement statement that's an attorney that saw it that we know. So and they have some basis for it.
We also have the violations from the city. I can go on CitizenServe and pull all that stuff out and
okay.
let you know the value of that,
that
as well.
That's valid. And we're here to make the decision.
Of course.
So, I mean, I would agree with you, Greg. I don't think we can do a change of classification with something that's proposed. There's lots of things that are proposed in Branson.
I've seen that.
Yeah, welcome to Branson.
Wow.
Thank
what
you for
place.
Investing. But just based off of a sale, to me, that is some form of evidence, and we didn't have a sale last year when it was here. So...
Okay, one more question. Do you have any basis as to why you think this is an arm's length?
It's just that it's so low. Again, if the people that were selling it even had an inkling that it was this low, they wouldn't have asked for $4 million. And again, something happened that you said no.
Well, and we're talking about
million.
The people you're talking about also went bankrupt.
Yeah,
the bank sold it.
The bank.
Those people were out of the picture. There's bank owns it and sold it to this party.
Yeah. Now, I do understand that banks sometimes cut their losses, but it sounds like to me that it was they put it out for bid and it.
I'd say their loan was $1.8 million. So.
You say.
Is that what you think?
Actually, yeah.
Both of these were set by BOE.
So. Much more?
I think it was much more than that.
No. Okay.
These people really did go belly up, but they were trying to sell it to get out from under.
There's been a history of people, the quote, making a silk purse out of a sow's ear, but right now we're in the sow's ear part.
Yeah. So. And a property can tend to be worth what somebody's willing to pay for it, and with some of the stuff that needs to be done. I mean, the problem with a big property, and you could have a lot of hotel rooms here, is there's a lot to renovate, so that has to be factored in on
and
purchase.
And later, as we reassess, we'll be able to see that. If he puts money into the property.
Well, I recall when we had, I think in the last couple of years, we had the Combs in here who have the monstrosity out there on the strip, the old
Holiday Radisson
that could not, it was worth
on paper, it was worth like $17 million, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they couldn't possibly
it started out less than five.
And they couldn't possibly operate it to make that kind of, I mean, I do remember that.
Yeah,
that was a great deal.
Yeah,
I'm a little jealous of that deal today, because that's a nice property.
Okay. There's two different properties here, guys. If you're going to make a motion, we need to divide.
What are the proposed amounts?
Okay, we actually were fairly.
I mean, although we paid $1.8 million for it, I put
1.75.
I put the 1.75 on one, and I put I think $750,000 on the other one.
Okay.
That puts it at like. 2.4 for both properties that we paid 1.8 for.
And how many rooms are in each?
I'd make a motion that we accept the proposed values if we have a settlement statement that would support the lower value.
Okay.